Meet Brooke, Charlie, and Summer. Brooke and Charlie were both born in 1997, while Summer was born in 1998. Charlie is the male that likes to show off his dominance, while the females do their best to avoid him. Our otters love ice, and you may see them playing in it. Not only is ice fun for the otters, but it is also a good source of fresh water. Sea otters are the smallest of all marine mammals. As a mammal, they breathe air, are warm-blooded, have hair, give live birth, and nurse their young. Being a mammal in the cold waters of the northern Pacific can be very challenging. Otters have adapted to this frigid habitat in a couple of ways. One adaptation is their thick fur coat. Sea otters have the thickest fur of any animal on the planet. In just 1 square inch, sea otters have up to 1 million hairs. That is enough to cover an entire German Shepherd dog. This thick fur coat is so important that they spend a majority of their day grooming themselves. Watch the sea otters for a few minutes, and you will probably see some grooming behavior. These somersaulting and scratching behaviors may look playful, but are crucial to staying warm and maintaining a healthy fur coat. The other adaptation that helps otters stay warm is their fast metabolism. Sea otters can eat 25% to 30% of their body weight every day. That is the equivalent of a 120-pound person eating 120 quarter-pounders. If the otter is not grooming their fur, they are probably eating. They eat shrimp, squid, sea stars, urchins, abalone, octopus, crabs, and many other types of shellfish. In order to catch enough prey to survive, otters have a built-in grocery cart. Sea otters have a flap of skin from their armpit to the center of their chest that acts like a pocket. Otters can simply stuff a clam or shrimp in their pocket and continue to look for food with both paws free. A sea otter may even pick up a rock and use it to crack open the shells of some of their prey items. The massive quantity of food is necessary to the sea otter's survival by providing the energy needed to maintain their body temperature. Sea otters live in kelp forests. The kelp provides the otter with a safe shelter from currents and wave action. Otters will often wrap themselves in the fronds of the kelp to stay put while taking a nap. Mother otters will also employ the kelp as a babysitter, wrapping their pups in the fronds so that they can dive below the surface to look for food. Kelp forests are home to several species of animals that otters like to eat, such as sea urchins. If there are no otters to eat urchins, the urchins will destroy a kelp forest quickly. Since otters prey on the urchins, they keep the urchin population under control to maintain a healthy kelp forest. When a predator's role in an ecosystem is this critical, they are called a keystone predator. Although otters are important, their populations are in danger. At one time, the sea otter was hunted to near extinction for its luxurious fur coat. Since that time, the southern sea otter population has slowly increased in number. The count for 2007 was estimated at 3,000 sea otters. There have been challenges to the growth of the sea otter population over the years. Pollution, disease, and habitat destruction are linked to the decline of the sea otter. But there are several things that we can do to help sea otters. Cat litter can carry a parasite called Toxoplasma gondii that can be fatal to sea otters. Don't flush flushable cat litter down the toilet. Instead, wrap it up and dispose of it in the trash, and make sure to wash your hands since the parasite can infect humans. We can also reduce or eliminate the use of pesticides and fertilizers, as these items will run off into the ocean when it rains. Simple steps on our part, like picking up trash, can help make a big difference in the health of the sea otter population. Be sure to stop at the exhibits on your left after you leave the sea otters. These small exhibits highlight some of the abundance of animals that make their home in the northern Pacific. The last exhibit on our tour is stop number 5, the giant Japanese spider crab. Please press play when you're ready to proceed.